Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
So, Connor Green here filling in on Cinco de Fivo today. Brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. And by Wendy's, try the new Pretzel Baconator today. So today we have on Cinco de Fivo the top five ways that you know that baseball season is back.
Here we go!
Number five.
So the number five way that you know baseball season is back is you have a scandal. I talked about this on my Cinco de Fivo last week. Baseball is not baseball without a good old-fashioned scandal. Right. You have either a steroid scandal, you have a sign-stealing scandal, a Black Sox scandal. In this case, Christmas came a little bit early for baseball this year. We had the Shohei Ohtani scandal. One of the main reasons you know baseball is back, because baseball is not baseball without at least a little bit of a black mark.
Baseball can never get out of its own way, ever.
And baseball on WFAN, same way. Can't get out of its way.
No, absolutely. Baseball just always steps in it.
We have a scandal right here.
Sure do.
Number four.
By the way, I got a text from Spike Eskin. So we could get to that after that. Yeah. But, he's not happy. Go ahead, Con.
The number four way you know baseball season is back is when Yankee fans try to get Aaron Boone fired. Now, it almost happened last night. We love Yankee fans. I'm a Yankee fan. You know, Tiki, if they would have lost that game, which it looked like they were going to early on, if they lost that game 9-1 or 8-2, it would have started right away. Aaron Boone stinks. You got to fire him. One of the main reasons you know baseball season's back is when Yankee fans go after Aaron Boone. If they lose tonight, it'll start really quickly.
No, Connor's right, Teak. I mean, Yankee fans versus Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman is Peter Griffin versus the chicken on Family Guy. It's this never-ending fight that we all have to suffer through together because there's no solution to it. All right, Con, what's next?
Number three.
Number three. The number three way you know baseball season is back is when you have a New York Mets disaster. Yes. Evan is now here in the control room.
Wow. He's getting undressed, too. I can see his back fat.
Did you write that knowing that the Mets were going to get one hit, Connor?
I had a feeling something would happen, as it normally does, whether it's Edwin Diaz getting hurt in the World Baseball Classic, the manager throwing a garbage can at a reporter, Wilmer Flores getting traded while he's at bat. There's always something, and in this case, getting one hit
Evan
on opening day.
I can't pay attention
Evan
to Connor.
Evan is taking his shirt off in here.
He's shirtless. The sun is free, by the way. I mean, he just looks pale as all could be. Evan is now changing in the newsroom, or excuse me, in the control room. He's fixing his hair. Okay, Connor, number two.
Number two.
The number two way you know that baseball season has started is when you get Mets fans' reaction to the Mets disaster. As we are now seeing with our friend Evan Roberts here. He's taking his shirt off. He's in distress. He seems a little bit speechless. He's angry. That's how you know baseball season started, when the Mets fans, just like in football season, you know it's football season when Jets fans are complaining.
Nice.
You know it's baseball season when Mets fans are just despondent.
Connor, you're doing all you can to piss Evan off. He's right in front of you.
In my defense, I didn't know Evan would be here when I was going to do this today.
Staring a hole through you.
Yes, looking right at me 3 feet away.
Yeah. You want me to leave?
Number one.
And now we have number one. The number one way you know baseball season is officially back is when Evan takes off on opening day to score games at Citi Field. That's the number one way you know baseball season's back. Unfortunately, in this case, it may have gotten him suspended or possibly fired. Who knows? But that's how you know baseball season is back.
Nice.
Yeah, great job with that, Connor.
Well done. And Evan actually looks a little bit more disheveled. Hair is done. Undershirt is off now because he had a long sleeve. I guess it was cold. I mean,
Yeah, I mean, it was breezy.
It's 50-something, but it's breezy. It did look cold.
And I think Evan, quite frankly, owes me an apology. He wanted an apology before the other day. He owes me an apology because I said opening day is overhyped. He had to sit there and watch a one-hitter, and he's all pissed off, all ticked off now. So he owes me an apology. Evan is now coming back into the studio here to give his thoughts.
I feel a lot better. I took your advice.
You took a schmitz.
I went to the bathroom. I took my shirt off. Yes. I gave you guys a little bit of a show. Right. You got to see the man boob action. I'm now in a t-shirt. I got my hair kind of like glossed back, and I'm feeling more human. Opening day
you
is not
more human too, by the way.
Opening day is not overrated. All you got to do is look at my reaction, most Met fans' reactions, and even Yankee fans' reactions. Like,
yeah,
that was a win and a half. Now, if that win happens in May, we're excited. But it's different when it's on opening day. And by the way, you drove me nuts with something you just said, Tiki. Quote, I guess it was cold. You guess?
It was warm in here.
I mean, it was warm. I left my house this morning. I didn't even have my jacket on. I had it with me, but I had to have it on. I saw the pants.
Oh, did you?
Of the umpires. And I was like, man, that wind is whipping.
The beauty of Citi Field is when you walk into Citi Field, not a breeze. Like, not even wind. As soon as you go to your seat, and obviously it depends on where you're sitting. I'm sure there are people that sat in seats where the breeze wasn't that bad. But where I was sitting in the 300s, oh my God, it was like a tornado. And the cold air whipping on you.
Oh, it's
worse. Scorebook blowing all over the place. Like it was, yes, it was cold, Tiki.
There's no escaping wind. That's the problem. Cold, you can kind of fake. When there's no wind and it's cold, you can fake that you're warm.
And I tried everything. Right. I had these hand warmers. Like that.
They don't work.
You crunch up.
Yeah,
it worked. It exploded.
What?
There was black tar all over my hands. So obviously, the scorecard comes first, as we know.
Uh-huh.
So I had to run to the bathroom, clean my hands up, make sure there was no tar on my hands, and then I was able to go back and freeze my ass off.
Oh, lovely. And watch one hit. Did you see the one hit?
Yes, I saw the one hit.
All right, good. Just
thankfully,
sure.
Yes.
Imagine he was in the bathroom for that. No, I mean, can we be positive? Can we
you try to be positive? What's the positive?
I'm going to try to be positive here. This is the worst we're going to look as far as the lineup. I know they got one hit. Obviously, it's going to be better than that. No J.D. Martinez. I think we agree on this, because it has a chance to be special. Yes, this was a rough start to the season. Quintana pitched pretty good. McNeil, like I said, I think we both agree, is just a baby, and we're tired of his act. But Marte hit a home run. That's a positive. Hopefully, he has a nice year here.
Right. No groin, brighter days.
Yeah, and you know what? Get it out of the way early.
You know what the positive is? And I'll actually give you a positive. All that seems nice. Yeah, whatever. Here's the real positive. When they open a season usually, like they were scheduled to do yesterday, you play a game in the afternoon, and then you have a whole day off. And so when you lose opening day, it sits with you for more than 24 hours. The fact that this game ends, they play again tomorrow, it's quicker to move on. Like if they can go out and kick ass tomorrow afternoon, and I will be in the building. You know who I was actually going to invite?
Who?
I was actually going to invite Spike. It was going to be my farewell.
Oh, really?
I swear to you. Actually, absolutely.
Maybe you should.
I was going to teach him baseball because he doesn't know anything about it. I was going to do all these nice things for him.
Since when are you not at work today?
Maybe you should invite him. Maybe that can smooth this whole fluffle.
F him. He doesn't even work here anymore.
Be here by 4 o'clock or you won't be on the air next week.
You made it by 5.
He texted me that he wants you removed from the building. So now I'm in a really tricky spot here because he is technically my boss.
Here's what you tell him. If he wants me removed from the building,
right
he
now.
Can bring his scrawny vegan ass into the building, and he can take me out himself. By the way, there is no one weaker than me at this station, except for maybe Spike. So you talk about a fight. This will be the most pathetic fight in the history of fights. I can't beat anybody up, but that tall vegan, I could probably take out. All I got to do is say something mean to him, like, Joel Embiid is overrated. He'll start crying in the corner.
Now, the Mets did get one
hit.
You
either work here or you don't, Evan.
But you got Hassan Reddick.
Yeah.
By the way.
Right?
How badass is that?
Does that not soften the blow?
It actually did. The Jets.
I thought so.
The Jets.
Saved opening day.
Saved opening day. I mean, Joe Douglas, I love you. Thank you. Whoever would have thought.
How on purpose do we think that was? I'm just joking. But it followed the report of some strife happening in the Jetland between Woody and Robert Saleh. Now, it's been obviously refuted by Woody. Robert hasn't said anything, so we don't know.
Oh, we really want to comment about strife in another building?
No. But, I mean, look, it was reported they were fighting. It was secondhand. It was, like, aggregated from something else. And she, who was it that reported it?
Colleen Wolf.
Yeah, Colleen Wolf. She kind of retracted it in a sense. But, I mean, we know what the offseason was like for the Jets. It was all offense. So, maybe they got into a fight about.
Do you think Robert Saleh bitched his way into a big trade for Redick?
Potentially.
You know what? God bless him if he pulled that one off.
Hell yeah, Robert Saleh.
That'd be one of Saleh's best moves if his complaining got us that.
Right.
I wonder what my complaining is going to get me. Maybe I'll get a raise.
Nothing.
Nothing.
All right, Evan's going to take, I think, a shower in the bath here or in the sink, and he's going to join us when we get back from the break here. Plenty more of your calls. Reaction, Mets home opener, they got one hit. The Jets traded for Hassan Reddick. Yankees coming up tonight. Evan, I don't know if you know this, on Apple TV tonight, so
I'm aware.
It locked here on WFAN. John and Susan will have the call here. Game two, big spot for Carlos Rodon. Game two as they try to take another one from the Astros.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hear that traffic report? That's why today sucks. That's why today sucks, because on a Friday afternoon.
Good Friday afternoon, by
the way. A good Friday afternoon, that's right. You pull your kids from school, even though they probably didn't have it. You skip work, your boss is a big baby about it, and you sit there for 2.5 hours and you watch one of the most pathetic offensive displays you'll ever see. And that's Mets opening day, ladies and gentlemen. Freeze your ass off, get charged way too much money for tickets, way too much money for beer and hot dogs, freeze your ass off, and watch a crappy team.
The Mets. The Mets.
Yeah. Now, I want to be fair here, Tiki.
Yes,
I want to be very fair. The season is not over.
Of course it's not.
Okay?
It's one game.
It's one game.
It was a bad day. It was a bad weather day.
Bad day.
Maybe the Mets were still stuck in sunny Florida and the cold weather just hit them the wrong way.
Maybe. But that is as bad of a way to start the season as I remember in my Met fandom history. Mm-hmm. Like, they've had some bad losses. They blew a game in Cincinnati back in 2005. That's in the book, My Mets Bible. They got blown out on a cold day in Tom Glavine's debut. That's in My Mets Bible. They've had some bad ones. But I think what makes this one suck even more is the fact that this was an offseason that underwhelmed a lot of Met fans.
Yeah.
I was one of the rare guys for the last few months trying to talk up positivity about this team. And part of my positivity is I think they're going to score runs. And while they still may score runs, and that still may be the strength of the team, when you sit around, Tiki, for 4 months and 5 months thinking about a team with lowered expectations, and then you talk yourself into being excited over the last couple of days or last couple of weeks, and then you watch that kind of garbage on opening day?
It's disappointing, right? But I think it also resets what your thought was, like your original before the season thought. This is before spring training. This is before the J.D. Martinez trade. Your preseason thought was, all right, we're going to struggle a little bit here, right? And so it just gets confirmed on opening day. Not that it tells you anything, because opening day is opening day. Again, it's one day. It's the start of the season. And it was freezing. And they've been in Florida. I'm joking about the, you know, getting used to the cold weather.
Now you're using it as an excuse, though.
But I am using it as an excuse. It's a real thing. Dude, I went to the Red Bulls game. I went to the Red Bulls Miami, Inter-Miami game last weekend. It was pouring rain.
Okay.
And cold as hell.
Okay.
I could see it during the national anthem that the Inter-Miami squad, they were done. They were checked out.
The Brewers were training in Arizona. It's not like they were in Antarctica for the last 6 weeks.
Destroyed by Red Bulls.
Yeah.
4-0. It was never a game, right? I'm not saying that this is what happened with the Mets, but they looked anemic to hitting. Anemic.
No, I know. Other than Starling Marte's late line drive home run. And that's the other thing. They didn't even have anything hard. There were no rallies. There was nothing. It was just the dead bat society. It was very, very bad to watch. And I think the other thing that frustrated me was the incident with Rhys Hoskins and Jeff McNeil for this reason. Now, look, Rhys Hoskins has a history with the New York Mets. A couple of years ago, it was all the way back in 2019, so I guess it was more than a couple of years ago. They threw behind him a couple of times. I forget who the pitcher was. Somebody that's not long for the world. Maybe Jacob Rame, a guy like that. Throws behind Rhys Hoskins. He gets pissed off.
Yep.
And then to Rhys Hoskins' credit, he hit a bomb of a home run. And when he hit that home run, he pimp daddied it all around the bases.
Right. They showed it, actually.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
They Good
showed,
job.
They showed it on SNY.
So, that great job pulling it up because Rhys Hoskins, to his credit, backed it up. He got pissed off and he backed it up.
What'd you say? Jacob Rame?
Jacob Rame.
That was it.
Well, I'm on fire today. What a loser I am. But he backed it up.
Yeah.
So when Jeff McNeil gets upset, and look, we could sit here all day and argue, is it a clean slide? Is it a dirty slide?
No, it Here's was a the dirty problem. Slide.
It is.
You were there. You couldn't see it. You didn't see the replay. It was a dirty slide.
Okay. Well, he was very late.
He slid at the bag.
Right.
So he was at the bag. He starts to slide, and he pins Jeff's right ankle into the dirt.
The problem is that MLB has such inconsistencies when it comes to this kind of crap.
Yes.
But, okay, it's a dirty slide. Okay, fine. It's a dirt. And Jeff McNeil, who, by the way, I love you, Jeff. How many times have you done dirty slides? I could sit here all day and find YouTube clips of you sliding 15 feet off the bases. But whatever. It's baseball, right? You got to do what it takes. What doesn't bother me is the slide. What doesn't even bother me is the reaction. It's do something about it after that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're that pissed off, A, fight with him.
Right.
You didn't do it.
He could have.
He could have. He was right there for you.
Right.
Could have fought with him.
Threw a fake punch. Like, he kind of pointed down to him, but stopped himself.
And I know
that's funny because Rhys Hoskins is laying on the bag. Like, he slid late, hangs onto the bag, and he just laid there.
Right.
He didn't move. He just kind of laid there. And Jeff McNeil comes over, and he's, like, yelling at him, but also gesturing with his hand.
Right.
It was almost like Rhys Hoskins was preparing to get hit.
See, the way I took it from where I was at is Rhys Hoskins was making believe he didn't hear what Jeff McNeil was saying. Because he was just sitting there as if he wasn't hearing that Jeff was pissed off. So Rhys Hoskins ignores him, runs away. Then Big Shot Rhys starts yelling at Jeff McNeil.
Yeah, from the dugout.
Well, hey, dude, you could have done something. You were right there, too. So my issue with Jeff McNeil is twofold. Number one, if you're that pissed off, fight him. Like, seriously, that's okay. You are allowed to fight. You may get suspended for 5 games, but guess what? Zach Short gets an opportunity. And you make yourself, you know, Met fans get very happy. Because over the last few years, one of the critiques is that they have been taking everything lying down. But the second thing is, like, Francisco Lindor goes out of his way after the game to say, I'll always back my brother. I'll always back my guy. Well, then how about you guys do something about it at the plate? Because that wasn't the game. That was the 8th inning. You still had one more opportunity to go up and make this a memorable opening day and do what Rhys Hoskins did to all of you 5 years ago, even if though a lot of you guys weren't even there. And that's respond by performance. That's like something you would do on the field.
Yeah,
you wouldn't punch a guy in the face necessarily, but you'd respond. You'd rush for 25 yards over that linebacker that had something to say to you.
Right.
And so the Mets did nothing. They were pissed off. They were angry. Jeff said a few words, and then they proceeded to get mowed down. And that's the thing that's so disheartening.
Why? Is it because of the passivity of the team? Is that what it is? Because it doesn't feel like there's... I think Lindor is an emotional guy. I think Pete can be, right? We saw it when he was doing those gyrations with his hips a year ago after all the home runs, the big hits. I think Alvarez definitely is, but he's young.
Mm-hmm.
So why didn't we see it?
Few years, the evidence is that they're not that kind of team.
Yeah, but they have players that feel like they can be.
Well, they were hit 150 times the last 2 years, and they never did anything about it. They got all angry about it and did nothing. Stubby clap threw Pete Alonso down on the ground. They did nothing about it. It feels like deja vu. And look, they lost because they didn't hit. Mm-hmm. All right, we all know that. I guess what annoyed me is after you're so pissed off, you've got 6 outs to respond with your bats, and they didn't do that. They didn't respond with their fists. They didn't respond with their bats. They responded with nothing. And that's why it's only one game, but it's a disheartening one game. It's only one game, but it reminds you of last year. It's only one game, but it just sucked. Today sucked. I should have just come to work.
That's what I asked. I asked Lukey. What inning was it? It was probably the sixth inning. It just felt like
the season's over.
Right. It just felt like the Mets were not getting a hit. We knew that we saw the home run, and I was like, "You think Evan's regretting this fight that happened with Spike?" And he's probably going to get suspended, or at least Spike's saying you're going to get suspended. And you're sitting in freezing-ass weather at Citi Field. You probably should have just come to work.
And not only that, I left out one other thing.
What's that?
And those in 318, they know what I'm talking about. Almost got hit by a foul ball. No, I was paying attention. Here's exactly what happened, all right? So there's a lot. I sit in the first row of that section. So there's a line drive. It's coming right at me and my dad.
And you don't have hands.
Right at us. I got my scorebook. So my Mets Bible will be my scorebook. I turn away, and I turn my whole body like I'm getting hit by a pitch. Like I put my back at the ball, thinking, I got no hands. I got to protect my scorecard. I'm putting my back to it. Apparently, it bounces off the bar right in front of me.
Geez.
And then bounces through, and then like five seats over. And I'm getting razzed by everybody saying,
of course you are. Why didn't you try to catch it?
I ain't going after that.
Why?
It's a hard line drive, Tiki.
Dude, stick your hand out there. If you break a finger, you got a story to tell.
I got a story to tell either way for today.
That's true.
Let's get to some of your calls. It's a very busy day today. The Yankees are going to play in about 3 hours against the Astros. We'll check in on their lineup in a couple of minutes.
Yep.
The Mets are coming off a pathetic opening day loss, and Joe Douglas and the Jets tried to save opening day by making a shocking blockbuster trade for Hassan Reddick. And our boss is a big giant weenie. Let's go to Joe in Morristown. What's up, Joe?
Evan, how you doing?
What's up, dude?
I listen to you guys on my way home, but I actually tuned in right at the opening because I'm working from home today.
Yeah,
doing work outside. Good Friday, they give us some time off.
Nice.
And I couldn't even. I heard Tiki's opening up. Evan's at the game. I was like, this is awesome. I was thrilled. I said, how cool is this? He's calling in. Maybe he'll call in every couple innings. And then I hear Spike come on the radio. Like, first off, get a real first name, Spike. Get a real first name. And, like, I don't tune in. Listen, you're talking about Spike's the boss. Maybe I'm Spike's boss because I'm the customer. I'm the one listening. I don't listen to hear Spike. Mm. I don't want to hear Spike.
Mm. Good thing you don't live in
Philly. I couldn't even believe it. And then you got the guy calling in giving you a hard time, Evan. I can't even
But, Joe, you know why it was. Because you were watching the Mets game, right?
I was not watching the Mets
game. What were you doing? He was listening to this radio show.
Oh, you're working outside.
I'm working outside. I'm listening. And, Tiki, I got to say, Tiki, if anyone should be insulted, it's you. Because what is harder, for you to do the show by yourself or run up the A-gap?
I like that one, Joe.
You couldn't handle this?
Of course I can. That's a great point. Thank you for your support.
Of course I can. By the way, I've been saying it all day. I just kind of assumed Evan wasn't going to be here. I mean, you never told us, but I just assumed. It's opening day.
Oh, I forgot to tell you.
That's all we talked about was you going to opening day.
I had a great Met report filed for that opening segment. It got cut off because Loudmouth decided to bust on in.
And we had a good time talking. We would have had a good time talking about the Mets for, I don't know, 40 minutes, an hour. Yeah. Who knows what was going on.
I was staying on the phone for a good hour.
We would have hit the Yankees.
Yep.
And then I would have talked about the Jets.
Basically.
The Jets have some, like, drama going on.
You're damn right.
And it got squashed, obviously, because they signed or traded for Hassan Reddick out of nowhere, conditional third rounder, which could be a second rounder. But the pick is like later.
I know. So it's a 2026 pick.
So who even cares, right? So it's a great move.
He sounds like Sean Marks. Who cares about picks?
Right. No. I mean, say, you're not giving up this year's pick.
I know.
I mean, the Jets, we would have had a lot to talk about.
I know.
Instead, all we talked about was you and Spike fighting.
That's all
we talked about.
He's a giant baby.
Are you an adult or are you a child?
Well, that actually he was right about, by the way. That was the one thing he said where I'm like,
I'm a baby.
He's kind of right. Yeah. You want an impromptu Cinco de Evo? Because I got one. The five things that sucked more than Mets opening day. You want to hear it real quick?
Did you write this on the train?
Yeah, I wrote this one on the train. Just give me number five. You don't have to give me fancy production. Just number five through number one.
Cinco de Evo.
Oh, there we go!
Number five.
Things that suck more than Mets opening day. Spike Eskin.
Number four.
Spike Eskin hosting a radio show.
Number three.
Spike Eskin trying to program a radio station.
Number two.
Spike Eskin trying to be a tough boss.
Right now.
Number one.
Everything Spike Eskin does. There you go.
Right now.
Five things worse than Mets opening
That's
day.
That's a great sit go to Evo.
It was very succinct, too, right?
It was.
Got right to the point.
We knew exactly what we were getting at.
I got it!
Let's go to Dave in Cranford, New Jersey. Good afternoon, Dave.
Yo, Evan, and Tiki. So the only thing worse than Saquon, who is dead to us, by the way, we've already gone over that, going to the Eagles, at least they're like a world championship team.
Right.
But no one leaves the New York marketplace to go to Philadelphia's marketplace in media. Like you just don't do that.
Right.
Like who cares? So, like, I thought Spike Eskin was gone. Like, how long is this guy going to – how long is he going to hang on for? Could you imagine if Saquon was going to the Eagles, but he hung out for the next 3, 4, 5, 6 months and told us that Daniel Jones
that
sucked?
Is a
I don't care, Spike.
That is actually a tremendous point.
Great call, Dave.
Like, if you're gone, you're gone. Just get the hell out. I mean, that's the way it should work. Just leave. We don't need to see you again.
Oh, that's great.
Joe is calling from Nutley, New Jersey. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Tiki.
What's
hey,
up?
Evan.
What's up?
Good afternoon. It's been a tough. I'm a big Mets fan,
mm-hmm.
but I want to defend Spike in this case.
Let's hear it.
It's obviously he's a Phillies guy, whatever, but he is still your boss technically at this point. Now, if it's okay, I want to preface by saying if it's okay with Tiki, he's your host. You guys put your livelihood on the line. Obviously, you know, you make the money, fans, ratings, all that ties into it. But not only are you a big, obviously a huge part of the show, but there's other people around you, producers, back office, Tiki, of course. They
right.
depend on you as well. And I don't know what the situation was, but I wanted to defend Spike in the regards that it looked like you didn't get approved as far as taking off today. And you got a little bit of what you deserved, in my opinion, today with that pathetic performance.
You know what? Joe, I'll give you this. I will give you this. As I sat down, because as I was talking to Spike, I was kind of, there's this area behind my section where you're outside and you could see the game,
mm-hmm.
but like there's a walkway. And that's where I was going to make my phone call to Tiki. And I was going to add to this program with a little bit of Met talk, a little bit of Yankee talk. And then when Tiki was done with me as the host of the show, he would have given me the hand wave and that would have been it. So I was up there watching the game while talking to you. And as that was happening, and I heard that squeaky, pathetic voice from Philadelphia barking back at me, I had a thought.
Which was?
And our last caller's right. As it was happening, I said, we're screwed. We are losing this game. There is no way I'm getting the last laugh.
It was the bad juju.
Yes.
He sent the bad juju.
Bad juju was all over me.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I knew in that moment.
And it's an epically bad, too. One hit.
Yes.
Granted, it was a home run, but still, epically bad.
Because remember.
And the season's over.
In that moment, while I'm talking to you, was the second inning. So Reese Hoskins had just grounded into a double play in which I was stunned they turned it. But he's coming off a torn ACL. Plus, he's slow, runs like he's got poo in his pants, the whole thing. So, surprising, not surprising. But Quintana was very lucky to get out of the first. Mets go down quietly, bottom of the first. And now I'm talking to you. And so it's 0-0. I've got no sign of this game
at all.
But as I hung up the phone disgusted, I did say to myself, I'm going to get it. Like, I'm going to get it badly today.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wasn't sure how it would go.
You mean the heat from...
No! I don't care about him.
Oh, from the game.
I meant the game was going to... Because that matters
more. The baseball
more.
Gods.
Yeah. The baseball gods matter more to me than a boss who just basically, you know, is Benedict Arnold and ran to Philly. So I just had this feeling, this game will go badly.
Yeah.
And I did think...
And it did.
I thought Edwin Diaz blown safe, to be honest. That was really what was popping into
my head. That would have been worse. I'm glad that didn't happen.
I kind of agree with you. That would have been
right.
Worse.
It would have because we would have felt like, oh, dude, he's compromised.
He's not
the Edwin Diaz that we knew from 2 years ago. We don't know who he is. Now you gotta wait to see him again.
Yes.
So I'm glad that didn't happen.
Instead, it's just a bad day of offense, and they could erase it tomorrow with 12 runs on 15 hits. Jeff is calling from New Jersey. What's up, Jeff?
Evan, I'm glad you're back, man.
What up,
they
dude?
They got to take you out of there alive, right?
What's up, man?
So first time calling. We were at the game.
You.
I think Mendoza dropped the ball. How do you not go out there and light somebody up? You got the opportunity right in front of you to grab the fan base, and you don't do anything. Jeff McNeil gets into it. Hoskins, you should be out there letting somebody up.
Yeah, I wonder if he even saw it the way that Jeff experienced it.
Yeah, no,
you know what I mean?
But I kind of get his point. Look, you can challenge it, which is what the Mets did. So we live in this day and age in which there's a lot of arguments that just go away
right.
because you're challenging it. I mean, look at the final play or the second to last play of the Yankee-Astro game yesterday. There's no argument. It's challenge. Uh-oh, not accepted. We move on. And so the Mets challenged the play to see if it was an illegal slide by Rhys Hoskins. The umpires upheld the play. But I do understand his point. First day as manager.
Yeah.
Just go curse a little bit.
Yeah. Because, I mean, think about what we asked from Buck for all these, the last couple of seasons after all of these hit by pitches. Just be emotional. Like, the only thing he would do would, I'm going to take a step to the top of the stairs and stare.
Yes.
Like, he didn't do anything.
That's what he did.
Right? Go be emotional.
Yeah, here's the problem. I think that we are still scarred from the last couple of years. And from the last couple of years, this has been a roster that hasn't shown that fight. And here was this moment, whether you think it was worthy of it or not, where at least one player was pissed off about it.
Yeah.
And there was no fight shown.
By the way, I didn't see anybody else really get pissed off about it either.
It didn't look like anybody was.
Right. When the benches cleared, put that in quotes, because it didn't really. When they started walking out onto the field, they were kind of like moseying.
Oh, yeah. It was a typical baseball thing.
It was like, where are you going to dinner tonight? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Is this going to turn into a fight? I don't really think so. He's walking back to the dugout. We're cool.
But you know who that's on? Good. That's on McNeil and Lindor, because right. Lindor's right there, too. If yes. Lindor wants to stand up for his guy, and I know they had their incident a few years ago, but I take it at face value that they're buddies now, then get in Rhys Hoskins' face. And look, that may not have made a difference because they didn't hit in the last two innings, but there were two opportunities for the Mets to show fight in this game. One, with their anger in their fists, which they didn't do, and then B, with six outs remaining in the game against the bullpen that's a little bit compromised because the best closer, or one of the best closers in baseball, and Devin Williams is out, and yep. They did nothing. That's what happened. Vinny's in Staten Island. What's up, Vinny?
Evan, what's up, my man?
What's up?
I don't care about the Mets. I don't care about what happened. What you need to know is how your man Loogie turned on you all day today.
Loogie!
He was like the teacher's pet back there. Oh, Evan didn't show up to work. Evan didn't do this. Evan's at the Mets game. Kissing Spike's ass. I never seen anything like that. Loogie! I don't know where your loyalty is, bro.
That's so true.
So
you gotta ride with your team, man.
Yeah.
You ride your boss. I think
what we learned, Vinny, not a foxhole guy.
Damn it. No, he said he was a foxhole guy because he was actually here. He's in the foxhole.
No, that's
he's
not
doing the job.
No, the foxhole guy is the guy that stands up for his guys.
Or maybe he's misinterpreting what the foxhole means.
Well, you tell me. I didn't hear it. I was too busy watching the Mets get one hit. Was he a foxhole guy?
He's pining for your job.
So it's as simple as that.
Yeah.
But not only pining for my job, I think what he was also doing is making sure that if the new program director doesn't like him, he stays on the good side of Spike, thinking he may have power in Philly.
Got it.
And this is the biggest insult I could ever have for Tommy Lugauer. He sounds very Philly-like. Like he could work on WIP.
Loogie!
Yeah. He could definitely do nights in Philadelphia.
I think he just wanted a week of Tiki and Friends. That's all.
Is that what it was?
I can see it. Like, if there's ever an opening down in IP, and I'm sure there's not, they're doing very, very well. But Loogie's got one of those personalities where if you closed your eyes, you could say, oh, yeah, that's a typical Philly douche. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. So I have to at least kind of defend him that he's thinking about his future career, right. Which may well be in Philadelphia. I don't know.
Paul, my voice is annoying.
Paul is in Queens. What's up, Paul?
What up, Paul?
Hey, yep. What's going on, guys? I called a few times, I think. But listen, Evan, I completely and 100% agree with your decision to go to the opening day, the home opener, because me, myself, that's my tradition. Every year I go to the Yankees home opener. So, I mean, it's non-negotiable with my employer. So,
ask yourself this, Paul, because this was pre-planned. When you're done with the Yankee home opener next Friday, do you go to work after, or do you just spend the rest of the day away? You probably
I'm getting pissed drunk. But go ahead.
There you go. I didn't get pissed drunk.
I'm 27 years old.
God bless you.
I'm still going crazy.
Right. But, damn right. I came right back to work. That's what I did.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul, don't do anything we wouldn't do.
Honestly, though, the Mets only have one hit. Jesus Christ. I mean, I
right.
But I want to switch to football real quick. Yeah. So Hassan Reddick to the Jets. So it's really good. Like, there's one part about it that's really good, and that's that I think they're going to be a top three defense, literally. If not number one.
I mean, they were close last year. I mean, they were six or seven,
exactly,
whatever. They were close last year.
If you add somebody like him to that group, it's like overkill, you know? But But at the same time, the offense, like, there's so many, like, questions in terms of injuries. Like, Tyron Smith.
Yep.
I know you just got him and you're very excited about him, but Tyron Smith, he can go down any week. Aaron Rodgers coming off a torn Achilles is going to be 40.
But Paul, you're right. But what was the biggest and best move they could make to protect Aaron Rodgers' blind side? Him.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason he became available.
Else. Yeah, there was nobody else available.
And I get the injury questions. I'm not denying that. Mike Williams partially becomes available because the Chargers are cleansing themselves financially, but also he's coming off of an injury. Now, the Jets can't be done fixing their offense. Like, there is work to be done specifically in this draft. More depth for the offensive line, another wide receiver. Maybe they take Brock Bowers at tight end and they give Rodgers another weapon. They are not done offensively. But what they have managed to do, and I'm stunned they were able to do it, Tiki, is they lost Bryce Huff, which was very disappointing at the start of free agency. We were live on the air reacting to it. I was annoyed. And they actually got better.
Yeah.
I mean, Hassan Reddick is better.
He is. And the question is whether or not they're going to pay him. And I'm still trying to figure out the cap implications because Hassan Reddick's new deal with the Eagles is I don't want to say it's around $11 or $12 million in a cap hit. But Hassan Reddick had a bonus that kicked in about 2 weeks ago, and I don't know if it comes with them.
Mm.
So if it comes with them, they're going to have to restructure them. And basically,
I assume they're going to restructure
him. And long term him out because he's not even 30 yet. So
yeah.
He's 29 years old. He's a really good asset. But you also just have drafted two defensive ends over the last 2 years. So what the plan is it's a little like cloudy to me right now. But the bottom line is, and I think this is what that last caller was getting at, I was wrong, by the way. They were a top three defense at the end of the season in yards, number three overall.
Mm-hmm.
It makes them like unbelievably good and deep.
Oh, yeah.
As an edge.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you can rotate guys in and out as edge rushers, you know, keep them fresh or move them down inside and have these third down situations where you have basically three or four edge rushers rushing even different gaps, it makes you so much more viable to get after quarterbacks. So this is a win now move.
No doubt, especially because the pick they gave up, and the way I read it as I was racing from Citi Field here, was a third round pick that could become a second round pick based on sacks and based on how often he's on the field.
Yes.
Which means if he's great and he's playing, it's a second-round pick, but it's a second-round pick 2 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
This is an all-in move because they're all in. Because they have a 40-year-old quarterback coming off a torn Achilles, so they have to go all in. So I loved it, and I can't say they saved Mets opening day because my brain as a sports fan can compartmentalize multiple things. The happiness from one team, the sadness from another team, but from a Jet perspective, this is freaking awesome.
He was great last year. I was just looking at the stats.
Oh, he's a monster.
Nobody had double-digit sacks for the Eagles except for Hassan Reddick. He had 11. The next closest was six and a half.
And remember this, Bryce Huff having double-digit sacks for the Jets last year, a rarity.
Yeah.
They've had like two in the last 15 years. So hell of a move by Joe Douglas. I give him credit. Colin in Wyckoff, New Jersey. What's up, Colin?
Gentlemen, good afternoon. How are we doing?
We're good, man.
Good.
Listen, you know, Evan doesn't need defending, but Evan has rank as privilege. And nothing against Spike. You gave your notice, Spike. That place has been on automatic pilot since Chernoff retired. Just go. It's nothing personal. Evan's earned his stripes. I've listened to him for years. He's a good dude. He doesn't need me to sit here and call up, but I'm going to tell you what. Evan, I hope you enjoyed the game. It's one game, one loss. And I'll tell you what, gentlemen. I'll take a coach like Dable yelling in my face at work 7 days a week, opposed to somebody not getting in my face when I'm wrong.
I agree with you,
dude. Have a good weekend.
I agree. Thank you, Colin, for being one of the hard ones.
You know what?
Too many athletes and sports have become soft.
Way too soft, right? I've been thinking about it because you said it before. Do I regret it? I don't regret it because 5 years from now, when I look back.
I was saying you regret it jokingly because they sucked.
Well, you know what? I've been to a lot of games where they sucked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've been to a lot of Jet games, Met games, Net games where they suck.
But that.
Do I regret going? Not really.
Yeah, I kind of meant, do you regret like getting in a fight with Spike?
Nah, that was fine.
Yeah,
I don't really care.
I don't care.
I mean, if you know.
Yeah, he's going to be here for another week or two.
Exactly. If I had more respect for him, maybe a little bit more. We'll get to the Yankee lineup coming up, plus more of your calls. What would I was about to call him Joe Girardi. What would Aaron Boone do the day after a dramatic win against the Astros? Would he shake the lineup up, or would he run out of very similar nine? We'll check in on it next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.